Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, five now former police officers charged with murder and kidnapping after the violent arrest and death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols. Tonight, the country is on edge as we await the release of police video described as appalling.
This was wrong. This was criminal.
The cops, once members of the anti-crime Scorpion unit, booked on 7 felony charges. What police departments in New York City and across the nation are doing tonight to prepare for potential unrest. Also tonight, reports of an unprecedented call for former presidents to check for classified documents. Plus the new warning from the FBI director about the handling of America's secrets. CBS's Robert Costa with new reporting. New details tonight in the search for a motive in the Monterey Park shooting. Plus, have you tried buy now, pay later for online shopping? It's popular, but it's also pushing many people into debt. We'll tell you why. Our Eye on America, we talked to an Army veteran who believes he got cancer from burn pits. Tonight, our exclusive with the VA secretary on the new cash and health benefits for veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And Netflix password crackdown when you'll have to stop sharing your login with family and friends.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this busy Thursday night. And as we come on the air, Congress tonight is demanding access to the classified materials found at the homes of both Presidents Biden and Trump, asking, is there a national security threat? Plus, this just in, the National Archives asking former presidents to do a search. Also tonight, a CBS News exclusive, sick veterans and toxic burn pits, the new outreach by the VA that could help millions of veterans. But we do want to begin tonight with the five former Memphis police officers facing felony murder charges for the death of Tyre Nichols. The 29-year-old father died 3 days after a traffic stop turned violent. The district attorney said video of the arrest will be released to the public tomorrow night. President Biden has been briefed on the case, and CBS News has learned that governors, police chiefs, and local officials are all preparing for potential protests. Tyre Nichols' family and the Memphis police chief are calling on protesters to remain peaceful. CBS's Elise Preston is in Memphis. She's going to start us off. And good evening, Elise. What a day.
Good evening to you. Definitely, Nora. The Shelby County District Attorney says his team has worked quickly to expedite the case that hurt this entire community.
I'm sickened by what I saw.
Tonight, five former Memphis police officers are facing charges, including second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and aggravated kidnapping for the death of Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old died 3 days after he was pulled over on January 7th, allegedly for reckless driving.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Attorneys for two of the indicted officers spoke after charges were filed.
No one is guilty until a jury says they're guilty. And so that's a process, and that's going to take a long time.
The city of Memphis is bracing for possible backlash when videos of the confrontation are released. In a video statement, Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis called the officers' actions reckless and inhumane and urged protesters to remain peaceful.
I expect you to feel what the Nichols family feels. I expect you to feel outrage in the disregard of basic human rights, as our police officers have taken an oath to do the opposite of what transpired on the video.
Earlier this week, Nichols's family viewed footage of the arrest, which involved the Memphis Police Department's specialized Scorpion anti-crime unit.
All my son was trying to do was get home. He was less than 80 yards away when they murdered him.
My son was a great, great kid. He didn't deserve what he got. Now what he deserves is justice.
Tonight, the family of Tyree Nichols is expected to attend a vigil at a Memphis skate park. We're also expected to hear from them at a family news conference tomorrow. Nora?
Elise Preston, thank you so much. And with the city of Memphis and the country on edge tonight, CBS News has learned that police chiefs in major cities across the country are working together to prepare for the backlash after that arrest video is released. CBS's Jeff Pegues covers law enforcement and is also in Memphis for us tonight. So, Jeff, tell us what you're learning. What are these cities doing to get ready?
Well, law enforcement is really concerned right now about this video and how it's perceived. There is this concern that it could spark protest and demonstrations, and that's why, really since the beginning of this week, you've had a series of calls, information sharing between local PD, Memphis PD, as well as state and federal officials. There's been planning and preparation that began at police departments nationwide, and police departments were told last night that the video would be released Friday evening after schools were out, after businesses were closed for the day. In D.C., the police department there was fully activated, all sworn personnel called in. In New York, the NYPD will go on heightened alert, and officers will be deployed to the hot spots where protests have happened in the past. And just so you know, the video that we're talking about here, I haven't seen the content of the video, but of course it comes from a body cam on police officers across this country. You have to press the button, capture the video. Also, there's what's called a sky cop, which is a fixed camera. So the video that we will see is coming from cameras like that. And Nora, there is concern among law enforcement that what the public sees tomorrow could spark a backlash that law enforcement will have a difficult time recovering from.
Yeah, big concern there. DA saying today could be an hour in length. Jeff Pegues, thank you so much. Back here in Washington with mounting questions over the scope of classified materials that might now sit in unsecure locations. CBS News has learned that the National Archives is calling on former presidents and vice presidents from the last six administrations to verify that no classified documents are in their files. Well, we get more on all this now from CBS's Robert Costa.
A warning from the FBI director today, whose bureau has now been involved in securing documents at the homes of the current and former president, plus the former vice president.
People need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of them. Those rules are there for a reason.
Sources tell CBS News that the classified documents found at Pence's home were among boxes of papers and briefing books from foreign trips. And part of the explanation from one source is that Trump discouraged aides from preparing to move out, so Pence's aides didn't begin packing until after the Capitol attack. Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan spoke to the chair and vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who are pushing intelligence officials for more information about the sensitive material discovered.
Do you have any timeline in terms of when you will get visibility into the documents of classified material that both President Biden and President Trump had in their residences?
Margaret, unfortunately, no. Now that you've got the special counsel, the notion that we're going to be left in limbo and we can't do our job, that just cannot stand. That means we need these documents.
If, in fact, those documents were very sensitive, materials were sensitive, and they pose a counterintelligence or national security threat to the United States, then the intelligence agencies are tasked with the job of coming up with ways to mitigate that.
Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress continue to push to investigate President Biden's handling of classified material. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is threatening to hold up the president's nominees until the administration shares more about what exactly was found at the residences of presidents past and present. Nora.
This isn't going away. Robert Costa, thank you so much. Well, let's go back to that massacre in Monterey Park, California, where today the mystery deepened around why the 72-year-old shooter opened fire in that dance studio. Police say, according to witnesses, he hadn't visited the studio for at least 5 years. Investigators are now trying to determine why he targeted the 11 victims. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports on the search for a motive.
Tonight, as a community mourns the loss of 11 people, investigators say the more they learn about the gunman, the less they understand a motive.
It doesn't make sense.
New evidence shows 72-year-old Hu Can Tran was not married, did not appear to know the victims, and was not a regular at the dance hall.
We do not believe the suspect has frequented the dance studio in the last 5 years.
And yet the shooter appeared to specifically target the Stardance studio, stashing a motorcycle one block away as a possible backup getaway vehicle. After the attack, Tran used a white van to drive to a second dance hall. Police say he later shot and killed himself in that van during a standoff. Investigators have recovered three weapons belonging to Tran: the pistol he used to take his life, a rifle from his home, and the MAC-10 pistol Tran used to spray the dance hall with 42 rounds.
The gun was shooting like nonstop like that.
The scene keep coming back, shooting, people running, blooding.
President Biden called Brandon Say, who wrestled the gun away from the shooter at the second ballroom.
Comforting for me.
Well, you have my respect. You are America, pal.
And the gunman lived by himself about 2 hours away from this crime scene. A man who knew him a few years ago described him as hopeless and desperate, Nora.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you so much. Well, there is breaking news tonight. U.S. Special Forces killed a top ISIS leader and 10 other terrorist operatives Wednesday night in a remote area of Somalia. Senior administration officials say the raid on a mountainous cave was months in the planning and received the green light this week from President Biden. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured in the operation. Turning now to the war in Ukraine, Russia lashed out, launching a new wave of missiles today, a day after the U.S., Germany and European allies pledged to send top-of-the-line tanks to help Ukrainian forces. 11 people were killed and about the same number injured when dozens of buildings were struck in several regions. Ukraine says of the 55 missiles that were fired, 47 were shot down. Now to our CBS News exclusive. Nearly 4 million veterans may have been exposed to toxic fumes from burn pits. So we went to the VA for tonight's Eye on America to find out about the new health care benefits available. It's all part of what the VA secretary told us is the largest outreach in history to our veterans.
Andrew Myatt was willing to give his life while serving his country.
Our job was to find IEDs, disarm them, and destroy them.
But the veteran never thought his Army service would make him sick years later.
The last thing you're thinking about is, you know, that the smoke I walked by or the solvents I put in my vehicle is going to kill me.
Myatt has a rare form of leukemia. Doctors believe it's caused by exposure to burn pits during his deployments. Burn pits were how troops got rid of garbage, often using jet fuel to set the fire.
You think virtually every veteran that served was exposed to a burn pit?
I think that we would like to urge every veteran to come file his claim, to come file her claim, so that we can get to the bottom of it.
Dennis McDonough is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
We're engaged in the largest outreach effort in the history of VA, because we want to make sure that vets know what is available to them.
The PACT Act takes the burden of proof off veterans, automatically linking asthma, 12 cancers, and other illnesses to burn pit exposure. Eligible veterans can receive up to $4,000 a month. CBS News has learned so far nearly 260,000 claims have been filed and more than 66,000 benefits issued.
We got a long way to go, and we won't rest here in this building until we've reached every one of those vets.
Myatt says while he applauds the effort, for some veterans, it's too little, too late.
Knowing that those 3.5 million service members were exposed unnecessarily and not knowing how many of them died needlessly after they came back because of that is disheartening.
Do you think this new law to help veterans goes far enough?
The law is necessary but insufficient.
Insufficient how?
For too long we've asked, is this too much money for veterans? Is this the right way to do it? The president's demanding we ask a very simple question, which is, have we done everything we can for that veteran and her family? And until we get them all taken care of, the answer is going to be no.
Well, Myatt was denied coverage three times before the PACT Act. On his fourth appeal this month, the VA finally ruled that his cancer is a result of his deployments. So for more on filing a claim and which illnesses are now covered, you can visit CBSNews.com. All right, turning now to the economy, which continues to outpace expectations. Today, the Commerce Department said the nation's GDP grew by an annual rate of 2.9% in the fourth quarter. And some more good news, consumer spending was up 2.1%. One place where consumers like to spend money is online, and many are using buy now, pay later. It's a new popular trend, with consumers spending billions on these new payment programs. Well, in tonight's Money Watch, CBS's Nancy Chen takes a look at the risk and benefit of this booming industry.
Buy now, pay later. How does that work?
For online shoppers, the appeal seems obvious. Zero interest loans, smaller payments spread out, and unlike layaway, shoppers get their purchases immediately. But that ease of buying can add up fast.
You got that little rush when it came in the mail, and then 2 weeks later, there's the money due, and you're like, oh, what did I even buy?
After downloading a Buy Now, Pay Later app, Colorado preschool teacher Amber Cole quickly spent thousands of dollars.
When did you realize there's a problem here?
I bought a rug, which was like $600, and I would never spend that much on a rug. But I was like, well, it's only $125.
43% of Americans have used a Buy Now, Pay Later service on everything from groceries to weddings. But missing a payment could cost you.
Is there a risk to Buy Now, Pay Later?
Well, for many people, just like credit cards, they can get in over their head.
Rohit Chopra is the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
What can people do if they find that they've overextended themselves and spent too much with these programs?
The biggest piece of advice is to not hide, but to talk to the lender to work out a deal.
The Bureau is calling for increased industry oversight, similar to credit cards. A trade group representing leading lenders says most people pay off their loans, and they work with consumers who miss a payment to get back on track. Amber Cole is now reselling her purchases, and warning, buyer beware.
Just resist it, because it does end up catching up to you. You have to remember not to get future self into trouble.
Nancy Chen, CBS News, Washington.
It's good advice. Well, a verdict has been reached in the terror trial of a man accused of killing eight people on a bike path in New York City. That's next.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In New York City today, a federal jury convicted an ISIS-inspired terrorist who killed eight people by ramming into them on a bike path with a rented truck. The 34-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan now faces a possible death sentence for the 2017 Halloween Day attack. Among the victims was a tourist from Belgium who was riding bikes with her family members. Attention, Netflix password sharers. That streaming generosity will soon come at a steep price. We've got those new details next. The free ride is coming to an end for people who use borrowed passwords to watch Netflix. In its latest earnings report, the streaming service says near the end of this fiscal quarter, it will begin charging subscribers who share their account outside their household. That puts the crackdown date sometime before the end of March. I'm not sharing it with anybody. A mother and daughter's inspiring journey, and it's all for good cause. That's next.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Finally tonight, it's hard to imagine the bond between a mother and daughter going any closer, but a recent journey of a lifetime did just that. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
It's day 17!
When Greta Utten's travel partner backed out of hiking the Appalachian Trail, her 66-year-old mother, Susan, stepped in.
Did you have any idea everything that was involved?
No, totally clueless. I had no idea it was like climbing up and down mountains the whole way.
It's day 122.
For 5 months, through 14 states, almost 2,200 miles.
When she suggested, hey, I'll do it with you. Any trepidation on your part?
Oh, yes, 100%. She has got to be the most accident-prone person on this planet.
Oh, we made it to the ER. Oh,
there were mishaps.
Yeah. Mom fell and hit her head again.
But the team, resilient.
The thought of giving up never entered my head.
The trip had greater purpose, fundraising for Parkinson's disease in honor of Greta's father and Susan's husband, Ron. As meaningful, what others did for them.
We stayed in the homes of 25 different people who we had not met before doing the trail. Yeah.
It's such a great experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feel so blessed to have had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And the joy of this reunion at Trail's End. The man in their heart, every step of the way. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Well, that gave me goosebumps. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.